NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne will be at the news conference tonight. He joins us now to preview the event. Don, the president is supposed to begin with a statement about Iraq. What's he going to say?
It will actually be a lengthy statement. We're told that the president will use about the first 12 minutes of this press conference for a prepared statement. He'll use that to reassure the country that despite rising casualties, despite all of the instability in Iraq, that progress is being made. He will talk about this being a critical time in the country. His press secretary says that this will be an update on where things are, but also for the president to talk about the path forward. And that, I think, is the area that the American public will be particularly interested in. Scott McClellan, the press secretary, also tells us that the president will restate his resolve. He'll note that any transition from decades of oppression to democracy always presents challenges and difficulties, and that these things are being confronted and that we'll get through them.
That path forward that you referred to points toward June 30th, which is the deadline that the Bush administration has set to transfer power to the Iraqis. What do we expect the president to say about that tonight?
He will presumably have had time to think of a different answer from the one that Paul Bremer came up with, top U.S. official in Iraq, when asked about that on the weekend. He said, good question when asked who things will be turned over to. We don't know what the president will say, other than that they are staying the course and that they are working with Iraqi officials and authorities now to determine exactly how that transfer will take place, what the U.S. role will be afterward. But I do not look for him at all to waver on that June 30th date.
Any signs that he might be more inclined to favor a UN role at this point in that transition?
They are looking for a way to define exactly what the UN role will be as well. And again, no details on that. But the language we get from the White House is that they have always felt the UN should play a prominent role. But again, there's been a lot of back and forth about how big of a role, what the UN's role will be, what kind of role the UN wants. So there isn't any firm answer on that question at this point either.
Don, over the weekend, the White House released a formerly classified document. This was the president's briefing on August 6, 2001. That was 5 weeks before the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. And it's being characterized by some people as a warning about al-Qaeda activities planned inside the United States. The president talked a bit about that over the weekend. Remind us what he had to say.
He has had two brief encounters with reporters in the past couple of days. Each day his language was the same, that this was a historical document about al-Qaeda without new information, without information pointing to anything that could be called actionable intelligence, the kind of intelligence that would prompt some immediate action by the White House or by other authorities. But expect that document, it was barely 2 pages long, to be turned over many times in many different questions this evening.
Let's talk a bit about the context for this news conference tonight. Donnie hasn't had one, a primetime news conference, in a year, and he's been taking some heat for being out at his ranch in Crawford, Texas this week while all this was swirling around.
He has been out of touch. He was on vacation at the ranch. He does these press conferences rarely. This is only his third news conference in primetime, third of his presidency. The last news conference he had, not primetime, was back in December. He had something to boast about then, the capture of Saddam Hussein. This one, it's a very different picture. It comes at a time when his poll numbers are dropping, his overall approval rating, and polls regarding his handling of the situation in Iraq. So the White House felt the need to do this to see if the president can't put some of these difficult questions to rest. But his task will be to ease some of the very serious and growing concerns that polls show the American public has about the situation in Iraq.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.